Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Terrence Talks Travel, Uber Adventures. I'm your host, Terrence Zepke. This week, I want to address a serious issue. Things travelers can do that can get them in trouble. Once you leave the U.S. or wherever your homeland is, you leave your laws and protections behind. You're under the laws of a foreign government. And you should know that some of the things that you would never believe to be illegal are indeed illegal. So today's special topic is 10 things that travelers can do that can land you in jail. And no, I'm not talking about obvious offenses like stealing or fighting. Like I said, I'm talking about things that you never dreamed of. And we're all aware that different countries have different customs, and most of us try to be respectful of other cultures. And this is especially important for adventure travelers, as we tend to go off the beaten path, where customs and traditions are quite different from our own. However, in these places, violating some of these customs could be more than disrespectful. Some have made it outright illegal. So the following is a list of 10 things that will result in fines and or jail time for unsuspecting tourists. And this list applies to more than adventure travelers. This is actually a good list for any travelers. So listen up here. Number one, if you're going to Italy, don't feed the pigeons in Venice's St. Mark's Square. This is a famous activity for a long time. People have done this there, but you can face a fine, and you probably will be fined for feeding the pigeons in the square because it was outlawed recently to reduce the pigeon population and the damage that they were doing to historic structures. Number two, if you're going to Germany, don't run out of gas. Seriously, it's illegal to run out of gas on the Autobahn in Germany. And along these lines here, FYI, you must have your headlights on at all times when driving in Denmark. Even in broad daylight, it's illegal to drive without headlights. Number three, if you're going to Spain, don't drive wearing sandals or flip-flops. No joking. This is a criminal offense. No one may ever know, but if you're pulled over for any reason, you can be thrown in jail for this in Spain. In Capri, you will be fined for wearing flip-flops or any other kind of noisy footwear. Also, don't spit while in Spain, or at least while you're in Barcelona. You most likely won't get arrested, but you will be fined here, as well as in some other parts of the world that find this practice offensive. So just a general good rule of thumb, just don't spit anywhere. Okay, number four, if you're going to Greece, don't wear high heels, at least not if you're going to any of the historic sites, such as the Acropolis. They have all banned high heels because of the damage they can do to these ancient monuments. And I found this is true in other places, too. And you would think, well, who would wear high heels when they're going into tourist things? But I am amazed at how many people. I have seen a lot of foreign travelers over here in Disney World wearing high heels all day to a theme park. So there's some women that just wear them everywhere, and they don't think anything about it, even if they're going to be walking for hours in places. So just a good rule of thumb, when you're touring any kinds of temples, palaces, historic sites there where they might be doing damage, they will probably ask you to remove them. And you can't go in barefoot, so there you go. And along those lines, you want to dress appropriately. You can be denied entry into certain places if you're dressed the wrong way. For example, you will be denied entry into Vatican City if you're wearing a sleeveless shirt or a sleeveless sundress, or if you're wearing too short a skirt or sundress. So just be aware of these things. Number five on my list here, if you're going to Singapore, don't pack your chewing gum. While some cultures regard chewing gum as disrespectful or showing poor etiquette, Singapore takes it a step farther. It is absolutely positively illegal to chew gum anywhere in Singapore unless you can prove it is medicinal. So, number six, if you're going to the United Arab Emirates, do not eat during Ramadan. This is their religious holiday, and even if you're not Muslim, in the UAE, you are expected to honor Ramadan or you can face jail time. And they're pretty serious about this. Also, you'll be arrested for kissing in public in the UAE. This is strictly enforced, too, especially in Dubai. And along those lines, it can be illegal to eat certain food in public. For example, in Indonesia and Malaysia, there's a fruit. It's called the durian, D-U-R-I-A-N, and it is banned on all public transport. And even just public places, airports, hotels, subways, buses, or whatever, it is forbidden. It's illegal because it has a strong odor to it there. And the same is true for certain other foods. So just keep that in mind. Number six, if you're going to Thailand, don't step on money. There's a currency there, the Thai currency called, I think it's called Baht, B-A-H-T, and this currency features the image of the revered king of Thailand. So if you deface it in any way, which apparently does include accidentally stepping on money that you might drop, or stepping on it if you're trying to keep it from blowing away if you drop it, these are also accidentally, on purpose, whatever reason, is considered a criminal act. And kind of a funny, strange thing here, it's also illegal to go out in public in Thailand without wearing underwear. Now, I'm not sure why that would matter if you weren't wearing some kind of see-through clothing or a really short skirt. But then again, I'm not sure why you'd want to go out without any underwear. But and I wonder if thong underwear counts. Anyway, number seven, if you're going to Switzerland, don't flush the toilet after 10 p.m. Now, I'm not sure how this is enforced or why it is even a law, but wouldn't it be something to have to pay a fine for flushing a toilet? And on the flip side, leaving a toilet unflushed in Singapore will net you a $100 fine. Number eight on my list here is if you're going to the coast of Spain or even to parts of the Caribbean, don't wear camouflage clothing. Seriously, you can be jailed in certain places such as Trinidad, Tobago, and St. Lucia if you're wearing any garment that remotely resembles camouflage or military fatigues, anything like that. So be aware, and that could be true in other places as well. I don't know. But number nine, if going to Amsterdam, don't smoke tobacco in public. And this is kind of funny here, but smoking any kind of tobacco is illegal. But ironically, smoking marijuana is legal. So you can smoke weed, but you can't smoke tobacco. Got it? Okay. Now, last on the list, number 10, if you're going to Japan, don't dance after midnight. This was a law because it was believed to lead to deviant behavior. But good news, this law was just recently revoked in anticipation of the upcoming Tokyo Olympics. So you can now dance at 12:01 a.m. So let's turn now and talk a little bit about how to protect yourself from trouble when you're traveling. First and foremost is just a no-brainer. Use common sense. Just think before you act. Be aware of where you are and things that you say even can be offensive to people, not just how you might be dressed or if you're chewing gum or eating a certain kind of food or whatever, but be careful how you speak as well as how you act. And, of course, we already addressed this about wearing appropriate clothing. And this is true anywhere, you know, especially for women. You really have to be careful how you dress in certain parts of the world. This is just not as liberal as the Western thing there. And remember the flip-flop thing, too. And frankly, that bothers me. I don't know why people can't pick up their feet when they're wearing flip-flops. It is a noisy, irritating sound. So kudos to Capri for cracking down on that. But also, next on the list here, do a little research before you go. Just see what you can find on the Internet. Maybe go to the embassy or consulate site or the State Department site or talk to your tour operator if you're going on a tour. Talk to your guide when you get there, because presumably you'll have a local guide or a guide that'll be with you throughout your trip that should be aware of all kinds of laws and protocol and just little things that are taboo. And even things like souvenirs. There are some things that you can't take out of a country that you might not realize. And you would think that someone wouldn't sell you something that was illegal for you to have, you know, in your possession to take out of the country, but not so. And that could be because they don't really care. They just want to make a sale. Maybe they don't know you're taking out of the country that you're a tourist, or maybe they're not aware of the laws themselves. Whatever the reason it is, it just becomes your problem at that point there. So just be aware of that and check that out. Like I said, I'll just do your research before you go so that, you know, a little knowledge is power, as they say. Or in this case, it could help you avoid a fine or jail time. And make sure your documents are in order here. And by your documents, I'm talking about if you have to have any kind of vaccinations, if you have to have a yellow fever certificate, if you need a tourist visa, if you have any medications where you need a letter from your doctor, if you're diabetic and you have insulin shots, then you probably need a note from your doctor saying it's okay for you to have these needles, injections with you, what they are and all. And I would recommend, I always tell people for any kind of adventure travel, it's up to you for other types of travel, but for adventure travel, I always recommend travel insurance. And they've also got something now that's called travel assistance packages. And those are really just you buying those for insurance like anything else for legal help abroad if you run into any kind of trouble there. And for more on that, you can check out www.ustia.org. And something else I recommend, how to keep yourself out of trouble when you're traveling abroad, don't argue with authorities. Don't try to reason with authorities. Don't scream at them that you're an American and you have rights. Anything that you do like that is only going to make matters worse. You can be jailed. You could face additional fines. You could just run into all kinds of problems there. So if you're charged a fine for something, I highly recommend just to try to pay it on the spot. You're not going to talk them out of it, and you could do things, like I said, to make it worse. And you want to avoid being taken into custody at all costs. You don't want to be booked. You don't even want to step into the local police stations. And if an officer tries to take you in for you to pay the fine in person at the station, be polite but persistent that you want to pay him now, please. And you could always contact your embassy or your consulate when all else fails. Now, what I want you to take away from this show is not a fear of getting on the plane, stepping outside the U.S. or whatever your homeland is, of traveling abroad to any of these places, to any of these particular places I discussed here. I'm sure there's lots of other laws and things as well that I haven't even named here. The point of this really was just to tell you an understanding of the customs and the laws of where you're going is important, at least in my opinion. And if you'll do that, if you just do a little bit of research and you just get to know a bit about the place where you're going and all that, I think you'll be fine no matter where you're going or what you're doing. So I'm just telling you all of this. The takeaway from this is to take the time to do a little research before you go. And I also recommend checking with the State Department just to make sure there are no travel warnings for your destination. And again, this is something that's true for all travel, not just adventure travel. Because this can happen anywhere in the world. For example, conditions change frequently in Israel. And so you really need to check in on that, even after you've booked your trip right up until you're leaving and all. And but it can change anywhere in the world due to a disease, an epidemic, a natural disaster, a civil war outbreak, just anything like that. So I just recommend that you know, include that in your prep. So that's pretty much everything I want to make sure that you know here today. Here you can find travel warnings and hundreds of free travel reports on www.terrencetalkstravel.com, and that is TerranceTalksTravel, TerranceTalksTravel.com. You can also subscribe to my travel blog, and you can also subscribe to my free weekly newsletter, or you can also sign up to see my trip pick of the week. And all that can be done on my site. And I hope you've enjoyed this show, and I hope that you found this information helpful, and I wish you safe and wonderful, happy travels. And until then, I'll be back soon with another episode of Terrence Talks Travel, Uber Adventures. So stay tuned.